This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A vote for the new Speaker of the House is expected today on the Hill. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will take place. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only four votes can be lost for a Jordan win. A second vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination last Friday, with a total coming well short of 217 needed. But negotiations have been ongoing. The United States and Israel has announced a development plan that will provide humanitarian aid from contributing nations to civilians in Gaza. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made the announcement in Tel Aviv yesterday, saying that it is critical that aid begins to arrive soon in Gaza. President Biden will be in Israel tomorrow to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Pentagon has informed 2,000 U.S. troops to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. The report comes as the United States sent a second carrier strike force group off the coast of Israel. The first carrier strike group arrived last week. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the carriers are meant to, quote, to deter hostile actions against Israel, end quote. The State Department says roughly 600 Americans remain in Gaza, not including American hostages. The Vatican's top representative in the Middle East says he's willing to trade places with Israeli children held hostage by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, said yesterday that he's willing to exchange anything to bring the children home. Palestinian terrorist Hamas murdered more than 1,400 people, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Hamas claims to be holding nearly 200 people hostage. A judge issued a gag order against Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. The order prohibits all parties from making statements about counsel Democrat Jack Smith and his staff and potential witnesses. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket line following the breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. Actors were demonstrating outside Disney Studios in Burbank, California yesterday. The actors want more money for streaming products and limited AI in the industry. The Senate Majority Leader wants Hamas wiped off the face of the earth.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all.
The United States Senate will do everything possible to help Israel eliminate the threat that Hamas presents.
Speaking from the Senate floor Monday, Schumer underscored his efforts to advance legislation for the provision of vital military and humanitarian aid to Israel amidst the ongoing conflict with the Palestinian militant group. Schumer stressed that prioritizing support for Israel must be the foremost concern for Congress. I'm John Schaefer.
Ford's chairman Bill Ford is calling for the United Auto Workers to make a deal and end the angry and bitter talks. Ford yesterday warned the ongoing strike by the UAW threatens the future of the company and the American automotive industry. Last week, more than 8,000 workers walked off the job at the Ford plant in Louisville, Kentucky. The nationwide UAW strike against the big three automakers started on September 15th, Ford has laid off 930 employees since the strike began. General Motors, they've laid off 2,000 people. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, all eyes continue to remain in the Middle East at the Gaza with Israel and Hezbollah to the north. Iran, a lot of focus there right now, and some are questioning, did Bibi Netanyahu get a stand-down order? And this is why the delay of the invasion into the Gaza. Many people are asking this question, wondering what's going on at day 11 of the Israel-Hamas war, as the IDF remains ready to move into the Gaza to conduct the next phase of the campaign. Meanwhile, Iran and Hezbollah are threatening to get involved if Israel enters the Gaza. Film producer Joe Schimmel is with us, keynote speaker and pastor. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Thanks. So, yeah, great. So what's your read on this that's happening right now?
Yeah, it's very, very interesting as far as, you know, events. I mean, they're hunkering down, getting ready, and then you would have expected them to already have proceeded. They're in what seems like a no-win situation, kind of like when their backs were to the Red Sea years ago. Because
right.
If they don't go in and they just keep mowing the lawn, more wicked excursions will take place. If they do go in, it's going to be really, really ugly. And then world opinion, they're going to forget all the images. They're going to forget about Hamas's just wicked and brutal massacre, killing a bunch of innocent babies, beheading them, everything else. And they're going to start seeing all these images that, you know, the a lot of the woke media and so forth will just pummel the world with. And there'll be more and more hatred toward Israel, which actually is prophetic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, address that.
Yeah. Well, scripturally, when we look at what the Word of God says, first of all, it's important because some people may be listening and they may be driving down the road or whatever, thinking, well, how do you know this is, you know, God's Word and so forth? And the interesting thing is that God established that He's the one true God and uses Israel as a centerpiece in regard to His prophetic scripture. In fact, in Isaiah, He says, He talks about considering His ancient nation, Israel, and He says, can you tell what will happen to them in the future? And then He says in Isaiah 46:10, I declare the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is to come, and no one will thwart my purpose, and I do as I please. And then it's a very interesting scripture, because they were dispersed throughout the entire world. Jesus said that would happen after He would be rejected as Messiah, and then later many Israelis would receive Christ in the future. But Jesus said they'd be dispersed throughout the entire world, that, you know, not one stone would be left sitting on the temple. And then a really interesting scripture in Isaiah 66:8, it states that, you know, that this is an unimaginable thing. Has anybody considered, or, you know, would anybody ever consider that a nation would be born in a single day, a country come forth in a moment of time? And that had never happened before. It still hasn't happened since, where you had one nation dispersed, Israel, into 70 different nations. And then this says prophetically that this would happen, you know, over 2,000 years before it happened. And then from 70 nations, they form a country again. And this same God says that they would be hated by the entire world in a very, you know, under reading the book of Revelation, Revelation chapter 16, you see all the nations of the world one time in the future. In the distance, you know, I'm not saying right, you know, this is what's going to happen tomorrow, but the whole world will hate Israel. And right now, you didn't have, as you know, when, you know, Russia went into Ukraine, there were protests everywhere, and all this hatred throughout all these different countries. Now you have all this hatred. Israel didn't even go in yet. And after they suffered one of the most wicked atrocities since the Holocaust upon their nation, if not the worst, all of a sudden they're the bad guys for suffering.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is rich with irony, no doubt about it. But as you say, it's clearly spoken of and identified in the Word of God. So no surprise, you know, for those of us who read God's Word. And yet, the interesting thing is to see, okay, God, how are you going to? We know you know the end from the beginning, and you have. I've maintained, Joe, ever since 1948. When God had reestablished in one day Israel, and they became a nation again, when you look at prophecy, I say the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set at that moment. And what's been passing ever since are minutes and seconds, heading us to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. So,
I totally agree with that.
You know, this is where we are right now, which is historic. And it's exciting, and for those of us, like I say, who believe in God, we're just like in awe to say, okay, Lord, how's this going to work out now? I mean, is this going to be, you know, a great lesson opportunity between good and evil, and what it takes in order to come against evil? Because what's happening at the same time, Joe, is you see what's happening in college campuses and in communities across this country. You're seeing the people who are stubbing their toes on this cornerstone of Israel. It's just and they're all coming out in numbers, and to the point where you've got professors in colleges, they're saying, you know, you got to get these kids out of here. I mean, this is like a cancer. What America has done is imported hatred into our country. And you can't blame it all on the professors. Yes, some professors have taken over, but these kids were raised from day one. And this is what people don't understand, is that they've been raised, you know, for generations as little kids. For thousands of years, they've been raised to hate Israel. And so how do you extricate that? You know, barring the grace of God and a renewal of mind and spirit, you know, they're locked in this hatred, and it is a dangerous disease to be around it. I mean, even so that Egypt doesn't want them into the country, right?
Yeah, that's right. I just saw earlier this morning that Jordan is drawing really strong lines. A lot of them had come from Jordan. A lot of people don't even realize that young people think that, you know, quote unquote Palestinians, they're in the Gaza Strip, that's like a nation and there's apartheid and so forth. And they don't recognize that, Israel had been in the land. We have archaeological evidence now, newly discovered evidence as well, going back, you know, almost right around 3,500 years with the so-called curse tablets, right when they came into the land. And God said to them that he was dispossessing the nations that were there, you know, 3,500 years ago because of bestiality, because of incest, because of sacrificing their children in the fire and so forth. And then when they came into the land, it wasn't, you know, till, you know, hundreds of years later, the Philistines came in to what's known as the Gaza Strip. They weren't Arabs. There's a lot of Arabs there and Jews there right now in the Gaza Strip, but they're from Greek descent. In fact, their gene pool is gone, and nobody in the Gaza Strip is going to say, yeah, I'm a Philistine. It was called Philistine land in 135. After the Roman emperor had got the last vestiges of Jews that were left there from 70 AD out because of revolt in 135. And then he called it Philistine land as a derogatory statement toward what
it was. It was a pejorative towards the Jewish people. Exactly. And so now here are the Arabs. They pick up the pejorative and they assign it to themselves like they're this nation that's been around. But no, it originated from the nation of Israel, right?
That's exactly right.
See, but these are the things that you, this is what ignorance does. And if you don't do the hard work and study history and understand what's going on, then you get duped and you're emotionally, you know, run from pillar to post and believing in things that just are not so. Joe Schimmel is with us, the film producer, keynote speaker, and pastor, and we'll talk with him more on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
And independent, just wait, like to hear from us. Okay, a little ornery. That's okay. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He's Joe Schimmel. We got him up early on the West Coast. He's talking to us from California. The film producer, keynote speaker, and pastor. How's the weather out there, Joe?
It's nice and blue right now. It feels like it'll be a semi-warm fall day, but hopefully we'll get some kind of winter this year.
Well, I'll tell you, in Florida here, we're shocked a little bit. Temperature dropped by 10 degrees, and some of us have turned to long pants, which is unusual. But, hey, it's all fun, and here it is. you know, enjoying it and, you know, still making the most of it here on the East Coast, where our gas is a lot cheaper than it is on the West. I got four kids out there, and I have to send them, you know, supplementation just to handle the gas prices.
See, and that's probably the truth with, you know, tens of thousands of people right now. The Biden economy.
Yeah. Yeah, Bidenomics, it's working, he tells us. Oh, Lord have mercy. I mean, but we knew this, right? The Bible said there would be that day when good would be called evil, evil called good. You know, it's sweet and sour, sour, sweet. We're right here in the middle of it all. Before we get, off, because I want to talk more about what's going on and the effects here in this country amongst the kids regarding, you know, Hamas and what they did and what's about to happen there in the Gaza. I want to talk about your book, the Sparky book. Tell us about this.
Yeah, it's called Sparky in the Broken Mirror. And interesting because you've been talking about kids in the first segment. You also talked about the brainwashing that's going on in so many of these colleges with so many of the professors. And, you know, since you mentioned you're there in Florida, we both have, you know, busy on both sides of the coast.
Right.
And you guys found out a few years ago with a Zoom call that one of the animators or producers there, I guess, we've all seen it, where she's talking about we're basically shoving you know, homosexuality and transgenderism, all that stuff down their throats, and we're getting away with it, or I'm getting away with it, she said. And there is a basically a indoctrination of woke philosophy coming through so many of the institutions now. And I'm a dad, and now I'm a granddad. I have six grandchildren, and I love to share the word of God with my grandchildren. Children, so I want to do it creatively, and I tell different stories. They love to hear kid stories. And I made up a story called Sparky the Broken Mirror so they would understand their true identity and their creator.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because that's what's going on right now. There's basically a gender dysphoria, gender confusion that's being promoted. And the scriptures warn about that. The scriptures warn in 2 Timothy 3 that last days terrible times will come and men will be lovers of their own selves. And it says that we without natural affection, the Greek word there is a storge, it means without family love. And right now there's a satanic assault on children. In fact, the top Satanist of all time now, Aleister Crowley, said that family is public enemy number one, and that institution of marriage is an insidious institution. And he's a hero among many in the left. He's a hero among many pop stars, rock stars, rap stars, movie stars, and so forth. And this book is about Sparky to show, and I've been blown away at the reception. And I didn't expect this, but it became a number one bestseller overnight. If people go to the Amazon and they just look in Sparky, the Broken Mirror, they could just look at the reviews because I didn't realize, and I was praying for this, the effect it would have on children and parents. A lot of the parents were saying they needed it. They were blessed, you know?
Exactly.
It's very beautiful because what happens is Sparky is made to reflect the image of his creator, a king. He's deceived by a serpent. He falls off a wall. He shatters in 1,000 pieces. He carries on his back a bag around in a stick, like oboe, trying to get fixed by anybody from, you know, higher education or you know, a doctor, a guru, a witch who levitates him. He falls and breaks even more. He can't get fixed, and he's trying to, but he finds out that his creator is the only one that can fix him because he was made to reflect the image of the creator. Doesn't know what he's trying to find himself. He realizes, I need to go back to my creator. His creator reveals himself to him. And then it has a little story of the gospel and how it's through Christ that we are saved. So a lot of people that have read it, and you'll see that in the reviews, people just check that out, have been to tears. And I'm thanking God for that. And if you're looking for a book that's very beautifully illustrated, a kid's book, but also to minister to the whole family and adults.
Exactly.
It's really an eye-opener as to our true identity is found in God, not through popular media and not through left wokeism.
Yeah, parents and grandparents. I mean, I just see this all encompassing that this is you cannot come away from this book and not be changed. I mean, this is very touching. You've just done an outstanding job. How did you come up with this idea?
That's a great question. As a pastor, an illustration I would use for the congregation through the years is that you can't find yourself if you're just, you know, back in the 60s. I'm a child of the 60s, was born in 63, and then the 70s. Is that whole thing, I got to find myself, you know?
Yes.
You can't find yourself, just like a mirror can't put itself back together by looking inward. So I'd use the illustration that we've been created in God's image, and if we want to find out who we really are and be remade back in the image we were created in after we've been shattered. The whole world's been shattered by sin. It's not found through hatred and anger toward other ethnicities like we're seeing with Hamas. It's not found through... And by the way, I think it's very important. I use the illustration as well because we talk. If you look at 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10, it warns that, you know, it says, be not deceived, the sexually immoral will not inherit God's kingdom, including adulterers, but also says the effeminate and homosexuals. And homosexuals, there is a son of Kotai, which is men betters. But effeminate, an interesting word, it's malakoi. And that word we know from like Philo and others that were our contemporaries with the Apostle Paul and just after, Philo, the philosopher of Alexandria, said that the word became, it was used of women, men who wanted to become like women in their persons, but it altered the impression of their natural manly appearance, quote, I'm quoting now, into the resemblance of a woman. And the Bible warns about this in the last days, and it warns in Deuteronomy that men are not supposed to put on that which pertains to women, and women are to put on that which pertains to men. And we see this happening right now in our day, these days, because it says, Jesus said it'd be like the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. It'd be like the Lot at the end of days. And here we are. So us Christians need to stand up. You know, the left and the woke and the wicked are just disseminating our youth with wicked messages. So
Are you surprised in how it's infected the church as well in large? I mean, a lot of churches are buying into this new doctrine, which is shocking to me.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, and it's still shocking, even though Jesus said in the last days, many would fall away, and only those who endured to the end would be saved. But Paul said in the last days, in 2 Timothy 4, many teachers would rise up, tickling people's ears, telling them what they want to hear, and many claim to be Christians would heap up themselves these teachers who would tell them what they'd want to hear. So the scriptures do prophesy that there would be this great falling away in the end of days, but it is still shocking because if we care about people, we should be horrified that this is being preached from many pulpits around the world today.
Well, it's amazing that you have this recurring theme, whether we're talking about Hamas and what's going on at the Gaza, you've got to know the difference between the fake and the legitimate, right? You know, I've shared with the audience many times that, you know, it's like bankers, you know, how they study and study the difference of counterfeit money. They don't study the counterfeit. They study the legitimate so that way they know the difference. And, you know, and with your book, Sparky, and what we've been talking about today is that we've got to reorient ourselves with that which is real, that which is legitimate, that which what God has said, and not buy into this lie that is emanated from the Garden of Eden. Did God really say? God's made it clear, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's funny you say that because the beginning of the book, a serpent comes into the king's palace and encourages Sparky to jump off the wall. He says the king, it all rhymes. He basically tells him, you know, that the king's trying to keep you from being this great big star, and he has a vision of being this great big star, and he jumps off the wall, and that was Satan's original lie, that we are our own gods, and that's transgenderism. We can become whatever we want, do what thou wilt, so the whole law is Satanism, and a lot of people don't realize it's a spiritual war we're in.
Yeah. How's that working for you, right?
That's right, exactly.
I mean, here it is. I mean, we're defying gravity. I mean, it's that basic. I mean, God set this up. He had an order. He has an infrastructure of what, you know, what the outcome is supposed to be. And when we're true to that infrastructure, it goes well for us. We're okay. But when we decide we want to do it our own way and defy gravity, well, you know, it doesn't take too many times of hitting the ground and realizing that there's a cost for defying gravity. Well, in the same sense, there's a cost for defying the laws of God, right? Yeah, there it is.
That's a great point. In fact, Jesus said, you know, in the beginning he made them male and female, created them in his image. And
right.
That's all being turned upside down.
Got to leave it there, Joe Schimmel.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walgreens and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. A vote for the new Speaker of the House is expected today on the Hill. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will take place. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only four votes can be lost for a Jordan win. A second vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination last Friday, with a total coming well short of 217 needed. But negotiations have been ongoing. The Vatican's top representative in the Middle East says he's willing to trade places with Israeli children held hostage by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, said yesterday that he's willing to exchange anything to bring the children home. Palestinian terrorist Hamas murdered more than 1,400 people, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Hamas claims to be holding nearly 200 people hostage, including children. Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. You know, overdoses have emerged as the leading cause of unintentional death in the United States, with opioids involved in a staggering 77% of these incidents. Overdoses can happen anywhere, including the workplace, and the numbers are alarming. Workplace overdoses often linked to opioid misuse have surged by an astonishing 536% since 2011, cutting across all worker demographics, industries, and occupations. Here with us from the National Safety Council is the President and CEO, Lorraine Martin. Lorraine, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Yes, good to be here, Bill.
Well, the mission for the NSC is quite clear, as you say, right?
It is. Our job is to save lives from the workplace to any place, and we've been doing that for nearly 110 years. We follow the data, and we look at what is causing members of our communities to lose their life or get injured that we can do something about. What's preventable? So today we look at a lot of issues that have to do with workplace and provide the resources to make sure that people get to live their fullest life, whatever that might be.
So break down the new NSC program, Respond Ready Workplace. What does that mean?
Yeah, as you mentioned at the outset, overdoses have become our leading cause of an unintentional death, and they can happen anywhere, including at a job site. Right now, about 9% of all deaths in the workplace are from an overdose. So that means it's a place not only we can help save a life, but we can also make sure that people get the training and awareness that this is something that can happen at work and it can happen anywhere. And so Respond Ready Workplace is really about getting the tools in the workplace to save the life and ensuring people are trained on how to do so.
Well, Lorraine, people know about Narcan. They've heard of that. Is Naloxone similar to Narcan?
Yeah, thank you for that. Naloxone is basically the generic word for the drug that is actually in the very specific Narcan product that's offered by a given drug manufacturer. So Naloxone is the generic. That's the way to think about it. And it's an opioid overdose reversal drug.
Mm-hmm. How easy is it to administer, Lorraine?
Yeah, it's very easy, Bill. I've been trained on it. In fact, I was in Congress a couple of weeks ago, and we trained about 100 folks of the staffers and representatives on how to use it. It takes about 10 to 20 minutes to get training. It's very easy, and the great thing is you can't hurt somebody with it. So you literally can save their life on the spot, give them a second chance at living, and it is really, truly first aid, and first aid that we should all know about and have access to.
Well, here you are. You're going to Congress, and you know, it just kind of really broadens the idea that overdoses and what's happening in the workplace is it's across all demographies, isn't it?
It is. Every age group, every industry, every state, it's everywhere. And so that means that anytime people get together, convene, whether it's community activities, sporting events, at work, and most people are in the workplace, it's a place where we need to be able to make sure we can address this issue, not only to save a life on the spot when you have an emergency of an overdose, but also to have programs in workplaces that help folks understand that they might have a substance use issue and get help through their health care program. And then when someone is in recovery, making sure that they can come back to the workforce because the job is so important. And recovery-friendly workplaces are really, really critical to the entire equation.
You know, Lorraine, as you say, this organization has been around for over 100 years. But in terms of really upping our game and awareness about life-saving, if you want to call it life-saving opportunities or events that happen at the workplace, I mean, now in today's America, this is becoming more prevalent. And we all need to be aware that we could be called upon. I mean, we may be that one person that could be the life-saving difference for a fellow employee, right?
Bill, I couldn't have said it better. We do all kinds of things to make sure when we're at work we're safe. We worry about tornadoes and hurricanes and power outages, heart attacks with AEDs. You said it very, very appropriately. We all need to be ready to be the person that might be able to save the life. I don't get to talk to too many people right now who don't know somebody, who don't know somebody in their community, maybe a high school kid who had someone give them a pain medication that was laced with fentanyl and then an emergency occurred. Everybody is starting to know someone, so everyone needs to be part of this response in every holistic way, but when there's an emergency, to be the person who can save the life.
Sadly, this is becoming more and more common as our southern border remains open. Fentanyl is flooding in, you know, into our country. And as you say, it is being used to, you know, lace other, you know, other drugs that we think that, you know, are harmless and that are, you know, designed to help us in other ways, and you don't know until you know, and the next thing you know, you've got a serious emergency on your hands. What can employers do to... Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you brought it to light. It really can be just one pill, and one pill can kill, and that just changes the whole dynamic as well of making sure that we're ready for that emergency.
Well, as you say, providing life-saving training to workers creates not only safer workplaces, but also safer communities as these individuals carry their training with them wherever they go, right?
Exactly. Just like if you get trained on how to do a tourniquet at work or CPR, if you're at the ball field and that same emergency is in front of you, that training comes with you. And workplaces can not only help with whatever might be happening during their working hours, but they send those employees out into the community, and it's really a force multiplier of making sure that we are prepared and we can take action.
We're talking with Lorraine Martin, the president and CEO of the National Safety Council, talking about Respond Ready Workplace. And speaking of the workplace, what can employers do to develop recovery-ready policies, Lorraine?
Yeah, as I said before, have those resources there. Make sure that your medical programs and healthcare programs have substance use and mental health treatment programs. Make sure that you know how to spot somebody who might be struggling. And make sure that they get the care that they need. You'd be surprised that folks that are in recovery are actually less absenteeism than an average employee. So welcome them back to your workplace. Make sure that you're giving them the support that they need, not only in the emergency, but in every day.
Well, as we wrap things up, Lorraine, any other last-minute tips to make safer workplaces? And also, where can people go for more information?
Yeah, so the National Safety Council has lots of material on helping keep people safe at work and any place in between. So you can come to nsc.org/workplace. But very specifically on the opioid awareness training and naloxone availability now that it's over the counter, you can go to nsc.org/respond-ready.
Lorraine Martin, President and CEO of the National Safety Council. Thank you, Lorraine. Appreciate it. Take care. Great stuff there, you know, keeping the workplace safe. You know, I was watching this interview last night. That was quite interesting. This was from a former Hamas military soldier, and he was, you know, quite outspoken. You know, talk about putting a death sentence and a target on himself. He had left Hamas and did so because he realized, as he was out there on the, you know, on the front, you know, fighting, he's looking around for the leadership of Hamas, and they're not even there. They're not even at, you know, in the Gaza. They're in Qatar. They're in Turkey. You know, the leadership is away from all the bullets. And here it is. The soldiers of Hamas are the ones that are taking all the incoming. And the leadership is doing this by remote. And he's going, what's wrong with this picture? You know, I've got family. I've got a wife. And here I am on the front lines. And there they are. You know, they're not suffering. You know, they're, you know, in five-star restaurants and hotels and, you know, being all catered to. And meanwhile, here's the soldiers out there, you know, fighting, you know, this fight for their doctrine. And that, and he finally realized that this is going nowhere after all these years of frustration, and I guess realizing, you know, that Israel was not as bad as he had been, you know, trained. You know, this goes back to what we've said before. You know, who told you? And a lot of people, especially there in the Middle East, have been told to believe certain things, and now they're realizing it's not necessarily so.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as the national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
You know, historically, the mainstream media has not been, very righteous and fair when it comes to the Israel narrative or Israel story or reporting the facts. I mean, you know, you can go back through the decades and see where even during World War II, the mainstream media was supporting Adolf Hitler, believe it or not. They did not report on what was going on, you know, with Israel, with the Jews there in Germany. So there seems to be a time-honored, narrative or mindset anyway when it comes to reporting about Israel. Well, the Media Research Center is continuing to follow the media's reaction to the Israel-Hamas conflict. For years, the media has had a long, disturbing record of dismissing Palestinian violence against the Jewish people. Curtis Houck is with us right now, the managing editor of Newsbusters at MRC. Curtis, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. So, true to plan and true to tradition, mainstream media has a hard time reporting objectively, especially when it comes to Israel and Hamas. I mean, and Hamas is doing, you know, what's always worked for them. Okay, so they affect a campaign and they attack innocents. And eventually, I mean, you can already see how they're turning that narrative around, and somehow they are the victims.
Right. Yeah. So it took about almost a week for that narrative to change. And I think real quick, the reason for that, the media weren't quite quick to go to their usual playbook, was because so much of the attacks by Hamas were live streamed by regular people. This wasn't Hamas versus IDF, you know.
Mm-hmm. Not only regular people, Curtis, but Hamas did it themselves.
Right. It was all streamed, The point is, it was all streamed on social media live.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yes.
So the media couldn't say, well, this was just selectively edited, you know, IDF propaganda, etc. But mm-hmm. now the tide has turned back the other way. You know, we have things like ABC yesterday morning try to say, oh, well, look at this. An ice cream truck in Gaza is being used as a morgue. Mm-hmm. Today's show had Richard Engel show footage of an orphanage with, you know, deaf and mute and physically mentally disabled children unable to move. You know, they can't move them or whatever, but they're in the way of Israeli airstrikes. You know, this is the same kind of nonsense. And, you know, Jake Tapper had Rula Jabril on yesterday, who basically says this is like after 9/11, where Muslims are being, you know, ostracized.
Targeted.
And
right.
We shouldn't. Yeah, we're being targeted. Obviously, the attack on the six-year-old was completely insane. That guy, you look at his mugshot, you know, he's got some issues. Mm. But, you know, the point is, yes, obviously we're going to call Hamas Nazis because yeah. this was the single largest loss of Jewish life since the Holocaust. And for people on the far left and people on the far right, I should just add it to be clear, that are doing this and saying, how do we know people weren't actually kidnapped? Or, you know, you're sounding like Hamas. You're sounding like yeah. people on the West Bank, like on CNN 2 weekends ago, and said, well, really, Hamas only targeted military installations and only took soldiers captive. All of this is not true. It's despicable. It's despicable.
Right.
And you wonder, what would the 1930s be like?
Exactly. Well, you know, this is an extension of Holocaust deniers. They deny the Holocaust, and as one a businessman said, you know, people like that, I don't want in my business. I don't want to work with them. I don't want them working for me. I don't want them influencing other people. I mean, because if they're that deranged and disconnected from reality, this is a condition, as you say. You know, this isn't just something that's temporary. I mean, this is a worldview that's going to affect their behavior and others. I mean, like what's happening on the streets of America and college campuses, all these kids that are, you know, up in arms about it, just like, you know, with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. It's like, wait, you guys don't even understand this. I mean, you're responding to what your professor has said. Now, I would say in some cases, yes, there's a little bit of that attribution of professor influence with what's happening in the Middle East and this anti-Semitism that's taken place on the college campuses. But the other thing to consider here, Curtis, is that America has imported hatred. We've imported these kids from the Middle East that, they grew up. I mean, this is a generational deal that they have been grown, you know, and raised with this mindset that Israelis are less than, you know, like the same attitude that Hitler had towards the Jews, that they were a bunch of rats and deserving of extermination. This is the worldview that they hold to. And we're bringing this into our country, into our institutions. And here, you know, parents are sending their kids to school, you know, spending $250,000 for these kids to be educated. And they're indoctrinated and influenced by these kids with hearts that are just black with hatred.
Yeah, a couple things here. Number one, you know, it's scary to think about how many people in this country, if there were a second Holocaust or this, you know, world population was transported back to the 1930s, how many people would be supportive of what Adolf Hitler was doing to the Jews?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we know the media was the media, our own media. Yeah, our own media gave Adolf Hitler cover, right?
Right, exactly. Mark Levin talks about this in On Freedom of the Press in his book, and Walter Duranty and the Soviet Union and others anyway. But I think the other point is, yeah, this is what unfettered, unchecked mass immigration looks like. When you just let people in who, you know, you don't even know who these people are. This is Governor DeSantis has been talking about this, you know, all week, the past week and a half. He did an interview with NBC News, Dasha Burns, and he made this exact point. You know, that in schools over there in the Middle East, Israel's not even on the map.
Right.
Israel's not even on the map. That children are taught from a young age, you know, young boys, you know, train, you know, they see and that suicide bombers are revered and terrorists are revered, that they will die for Allah and that they will die to kill the Jews, you know, from such a young age. It's heartbreaking to see, but it's also maddening. And how can anybody on the left or even the right, you know, that's in favor of mass immigration, you know, a lot of people are starting to backpedal on that. You know, Nikki Haley was kind of backpedaling on that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, allow these people in. And you wonder, why is it that Egypt and the UAE and Jordan and all these people will deride Israel? Say all these horrible things about Israel.
Well,
they don't want anything to do. Why won't you guys take these people in? They are much closer to you in terms of culture, assimilation, obviously, it wouldn't be as big of a deal. Why is that? And the media don't want to talk about that as much. Jake Tapper said that rhetorically last week, but the media don't want to go any further and explain that. The onus is on Israel, just like everything. And my final point, Bill, is this is both sides. The media have rediscovered both sidesism. Isn't that amazing? After this is Donald Trump saying, we can't have both sides here, media are now saying there's very fine people on both sides.
Right. Oh, I tell you, this is what happens. I keep hearing my old mentor, his wise words echoing
you know, in my mind is bouncing back and forth, and that is that we can be so open-minded that our brains fall out. And, this is the deal. This is where we are. But, you see, when you leave the truth, you can believe anything. And this is where America finds itself right now, as you say, with the open borders. We talk about importing hate on the college campuses. Heaven knows what kind of hate we've imported by leaving our southern border wide open. And, this has been done. This has been perpetrated on the American people. The invasion, not only of illegal immigrants, but of the cartels. The cartels have invaded. We've got fighting aged Chinese in numbers, in thousands, that have come across the border. Terrorists, known terrorists, that have come across the border that, makes the 19 terrorists that did all that damage on 9/11 look like, like child's play by comparison. But, this is it. When you ignore the truth, and I thought you were also going to point out that, interesting that here it is, that Egypt has closed the doors. They don't want to take in any Arabs into their country. None of the surrounding Arab countries want any of these refugees, coming in. And, of course,
amazing, Bill, to care now about border security. The media are just like, Egypt is like, we want to protect our border. And the media are like, all right, sounds good to us. But when it comes to our border, the liberal media deride people saying we need to control our border is racist.
Mm-hmm. And don't you love it? It's just so rich with irony at every turn. And the thing is that when these refugees come, you've already got United Nations money. You've got America's money. Even what Joe Biden did in replenishing and reinstating the money that was going to the Palestinians, that the Palestinians were using to pay off terrorists who had killed Israelis, right? And Donald Trump had clipped that, says, I'm not going to pay you, to pay for, have some sort of retirement plan for, terrorist families that killed Israelis. So he cancels that, and Joe Biden reinstates it. So what do you think that's going to do?
Well, people have pointed out, it's pretty clear that Joe Biden, is going over to Israel not just because, he wants to be a part of it, for some reason. But I would just say, too, he's going over there to really convince Israel to not invade. I think that's really what he's doing in a lot of respect.
Well, yeah, there's no pressure at all on Iran, and Iran is the one that's controlling the fulcrum here. Is that if they enter in, then we have no choice. We're into a regional conflict that could ignite World War III quite easily. Because you've got Hezbollah to the north already warning, saying, hey, Israel better not go in. And I'm surprised a little bit that Israel's been a little bit tentative. And you're reading some of these early reports that it took Israel, 7-9 hours to get to the Gaza? I don't know. This is all news that I think is quite interesting and pondersome, to say the least. Curtis Hawk, appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer category.